I'm Robert Kirby. I want to give you some tips to help support you in treatment and healing of cardiovascular disease. It's such an epidemic. I'm sure you know it's the number one killer in the world today, even far surpassed cancer as a very serious illness. I strongly recommend that you find an integrative medical doctor. That's a doctor who does, is a medical doctor, Western medicine. In diagnosing and doing all the testing, and then the tendency is to look for treatments that are alternative, including diet, exercise, and supplements. If not, work with a doctor and a naturopath, but by all means, get all the testing done to make sure your heart disease is being treated properly. Exercise is really important, believe it or not, sprinting. So if you have blockages in your cardiovascular system, you want to go really slow with sprinting. 3 30-second sprints is optimum 3 times a week to strengthen the heart and lungs, but you don't want to start. Just start off sprinting 3 seconds. Work up really, really slowly over a period of weeks and months. You can build up. And even with cardiovascular disease, it will strengthen you and improve the circulation of the blood in and out of the heart, which is what you want. Meditation is a huge factor. It can really help getting an alternative therapist to work on some of the emotional things that have been stuck in your body, emotional or psychological causes. And there's a lot of times heart disease has a psychological cause. It's psychosomatic. There's stress, PTSD, trauma from the past, fear, anger, any negative emotion. If there's someone in your environment who's been invalidating you, even in a subtle way, in the workplace or at home, this can dramatically increase heart disease. So don't overlook the psychological cause and stress because it's really, really important. Oh, really high quality omega-3 fish oils, that's organic, high doses of quality vitamin C, niacin. If you can tolerate the flushing, you can take up to 1500 milligrams, 500 milligrams 3 times a day. It really opens up, makes a massive difference in naturally treating heart disease and cardiovascular disease. Bicarb of soda is good. 1 teaspoon twice a day in water is really good. Stay, by all means, no fried foods, sugar, avoid alcohol, gluten. I know it sounds boring, but your life is too precious to be dealing with heart disease. It's very debilitating, and you don't need that. Alternative therapists help. Some people get relief from acupuncture. We also recommend Learning Coherence 1-2-3. You can access this at Global Healing Exchange, and it really stimulates the circulation of the blood flow throughout the body. You can use the tapping and EFT, Psych-K, which is psychology, kinesiology, integrating left and right hemispheres of the body and the brain, and also 9 positions to help relieve trauma from difficulties that may have come into your life. The Simontons, they have shown that a lot of chronic illnesses are preceded 6 to 12 months prior by a big crisis. So you could look at that crisis as an emotional problem and get treatment for it. I hope this helps you. Good luck in healing this. I wish you all the best. Keep that heart strong, happy, and healthy, and keep us posted on your progress.